purpose of the gentleman from Maryland rise?
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order for 1 minute.
The gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the outset, I know that I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police Speaker, all too often we take for granted the folks who are prepared to put their own lives and safety at risk to save from harm's way, not only those of us who work on Capitol Hill, but those who visit their Capitol. And so I know that that round of applause was heartfelt and deeply meant. And we thank them, and I'll yield to the majority leader before I ask him a question on the schedule, but I yield to the majority leader.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the gentleman for yielding and concur with his thanks to the Capitol Police. And as well, each and every day, all of us benefit from their dedication and commitment to our safety, the people who visit this Capitol and its surroundings, to their safety. And I know all of us want to extend that thanks, and just to let them know, we really appreciate it. I yield back.
I also, Mr. Speaker, and I know, again, the Majority Leader, Mr. Sanford Bishop, who himself gave such a tribute at the beginning of the last bill to the Capitol Police, but also we want to thank the Sergeant-at-Arms, Paul Irving, and all of those who work with the Sergeant-at-Arms. Mr. Speaker, I know he may want to say a word on that as well, but I would yield to him now for the purposes of informing the members of the Majority Leader's view of the schedule for the days to come. And I